Hi, and welcome to episode number 12 of the Gamers 2 podcast.
Gamers 2?
Yeah, this...
My pretty pretty.
Why the heck did you have to sing that?
My pretty pretty, oh my pretty pretty.
You don't want to know where that came from.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway... Okay, let's get this show started. This week, we're trying to do just the Gamers 2.
Yeah, so there's me and Pratt. So that's two.
Yeah, for those of you who can't count, you know.
I can't.
That's why I had to spend about a half hour explaining that to him before the show.
What? So, no, let me get this right. So, two.
Yeah, two.
Okay, I got you now. What? Just kidding.
Okay, well.
I'm not that... My pretty pratty is, though.
Okay, anyways, this week we're going Wii 60 free, so...
Woohoo! Although I do own a Wii. Yeah.
But it's not Wii 60.
Yeah, that's true. I don't have 60. 60's overrated.
Very.
Kind of like you, Pratt. You're overrated. Anywho.
If anything, I'm underrated.
Oh, liar. Shut up. Anywho.
Yeah.
What do we got going on?
Yeah. Well, we got some stuff going on the site. We got our fancy little polls that we've been doing. So, if you want to go check that out, you can.
Wow, I'm sure everyone wants to hear that. I mean, obviously, we got so many listeners.
Yeah, anyways, we just move on to the five-second question, I guess.
What's the five-second question?
This week's five-second question is, I hate to spoil our big news, but I guess with the new PS3 prices... do you believe that Mike will find a way to bash on it still? Yes or no?
Easy. Yes. I believe Mike, a.k.a. Gower, will find a way to bash on the PS3 no matter what happens. I mean, the PS3 could be selling like 400 times more than any other system, and he'd still find a way to bash. He'd be like, oh, everyone's just lying. It's a gimmick or something like that. You know he would. He hates PS3.
Yes, he does. I'll say yes. Too.
Exactly.
So, on that note, we'll just move on to what have you been playing. So,
yeah.
Nick, what
the cake is a lie, Brett!
I know the cake is a lie.
I know. I've never played Portal.
It's because you're
anyways,
a loser.
No, you're a loser. Anywho, Brett, so what have you been playing? Why don't you give us a little review, a little synopsis, if you will?
Okay, yeah. So, as Nick pointed out earlier, Portal... I finished that, like, right after I got it.
Why?
Because it's fun. I finished it in about 3.5 hours or so.
It's short game, huh?
It's short, but it's fun. It's not it's part of the orange box, so it's not like you paid a lot of money for Portal.
And, well, so what's in the orange box, Pratt? Why don't you give us a little synopsis on that?
Oh, the orange box? Well, let's see. You get Portal, obviously, as I mentioned before. You also get Team Fortress 2, which is a fun multiplayer game, which I have also been enjoying.
Yes, go on.
Yeah. In that, I have Pyro is what I've been playing the most, although Engineer is fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
And main part of Orange Box is Half-Life 2, which and Episode 1 and 2 as well in there. So yeah, pretty nice deal.
So Pratt, question for you.
Okay,
what's
the question?
What's your ratings on the Portal and Team Fortress 2?
Well, for Portal, I definitely give it a 9, I guess, out of 10.
And why?
Why? It is it is very fun. It has nice humor to the game. If you beat it, you get that nice song at the end, Still Alive. It's pretty it's a pretty funny song. And it's
okay, but don't you think it should be longer?
People have this debate about Heavenly Sword too. It's a good game. It doesn't have to be the longest game in the world to be good.
Yeah, I know. Well, would you like it to be longer?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, it's not perfect. That's why it's 9, not 10.
Oh. Anywho, go on.
Okay, yeah.
How about Team Fortress 2? What do you give that? I know you haven't played that as much, but...
Yeah, I'd probably give it a... I'd probably give that a... Well, I don't know, maybe 8.5. It's not quite 9, but, you know...
Oh, so it's up.
It's up there. It's pretty fun. I mean, you can play it with a with friends and stuff. Multiplayer only.
Fun.
Yeah, but it's a really fun game. You can go around, like, it's based team effort, and every class helps out.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So other stuff I've been playing is Heavenly Sword. I finished that up a few weeks back.
No, it was not. It was a few weeks.
Whatever, last week or I don't know.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I've been also been playing Warhawk still. Occasionally.
Yeah, that's occasionally.
Occasionally in the nighttime hours before I go to bed. Crack it on.
I know, you love that.
Yeah. But both good games. So, and I've also picked up a new DS, you know.
Yeah, black, very nice.
Black one, light.
Black.
I know. I'm playing Phantom Hourglass on there, which is a fun game. Nice puzzles, although it's a little bit easier than the other Zelda games, from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially on the puzzles and stuff. Like, you go up to the wall and you look at the picture. Basically, they give you the solution. You just copy it down on your map.
Then you go. Oh, yeah. Go and do it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much takes care of what I've been playing. How about you, Nick?
Oh, what have I been playing? You ask.
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me. Anywho, let's see. I picked up Heavenly Sword, played it and beat it. I don't know, I figured it was long enough for to get the story out, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. The bad part was the last boss. He was tough. I had a tough time with him. It took me a while to finally take him down. I haven't really been playing much on the DS side. I guess I play Mario Kart every now and then with my buddies. Yeah, excuse me very much. Occasional WoW, and the biggest thing that I've actually been playing, well, today anyways, and a little bit yesterday, is actually Guild Wars. I don't know why, but I'm playing that, and so... It's a pretty fun game. I'm just getting back into it, and I'm enjoying it. Pretty good game, and yeah. That's really about it. I don't know. Heavenly Sword, I'd probably give that... I want to say 9, but I think it's more of an 8.5. Just because it was a little shorter than I wish it would have been. And... Yeah, I don't know, the best part about that game was the aftertouch feature with Kai's mission. Those missions could be really tough because if you let the guys pass you, yeah, you're like screwed, so kind of sucked unless you didn't let them pass you. But those, I found those to be the most fun. How about you, Pratt? What was your favorite part?
In that game?
Yeah.
Let's see, my favorite part in there is definitely when you have the like, you know, when you unlock the whole power of the heavenly sword.
Oh yeah, and then you can just use like the heavenly range attack and just
own everyone.
Own everyone. That's so much fun.
But the Kai missions were fun too. Except that one part where the guy took like a half hour to go across the bridge.
Oh yeah.
He's like walking in pain. He's like, oh, like, slow walk.
I still thought it was fun.
It was fun, but I mean, it took forever to walk across that bridge.
Yeah, no. He loves to do that to you. Likes to be dumb.
Yep. At least he wasn't as dumb as, like, Bohan. You know, and this big fat kid.
Hate Bohan.
What a jerk.
Bohan, that guy's so mean. I love Roach. Roach is awesome.
Yeah. So, does that take care of what all your stuff there, Nick?
Yeah, I guess I played Warhawk for a little bit, but that was really about it. Guild Wars, basically. Biggest thing I've been playing.
Guild Wars. I'm not into the whole MMO thing, and yet I'm still paying for WoW.
I know. It's funny.
I know. I haven't played that in a long time.
Of course you haven't. You're Pratt.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we'll move on to our topic of the week. As alluded to earlier, there's a new PS3 model that's has been confirmed recently.
40 gigs.
Yep. The 40 gig PlayStation 3 computer entertainment system, as they like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
$399.99. Nice price.
Yeah, you gotta love that.
And you get a
gotta love that price.
You get Spider-Man 3 Blu-ray.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yep. But downside, there's no backwards compatibility.
Yeah, that's bad. We kind of need that.
Kind of do, but then again, you know, if you have PlayStation 2 games, I'm assuming you have a PS2. Just maybe out of curiosity, or
yeah.
Just
I don't know. It just still sucks.
Yep. But you know, if you do want it, you can always get the 80 gig version, which in my opinion, at the moment, it is the best value you can get.
Oh, easily.
I know,
because it's dropping down to what?
It's
$4.99.
Yeah, you can go buy it today actually for $4.99.
And what do you get in it?
Well, I'll tell you what you get in it. You get the actual 80 gig PS3, all the power cords and the whatnots.
Six axis.
Yeah, you get the six axis controller, and you also get the copy of MotorStorm in there still.
Well, that's a nice game to start you off with.
All for $499.99. Plus, you also can fill out that little five free Blu-ray movie thing, and get your five free Blu-rays. So overall, it's a nice value. Comparing that $499.99 unit to the 360's Elite unit, you get a ton more. I mean, basically, the good thing about the 40 gig and the 80 gig, you get Wi-Fi in there, you know, which Microsoft is still charging you about $100 for the little adapter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is kind of weird, since, you know, your DS has Wi-Fi and the whole thing is like $130.
Yeah. That's true.
So, what's your take on the whole new pricing, new SKU thing?
I think it's great. I think, hopefully it will sell more consoles for the... excuse me. For the PS3, I think it definitely will bring in some more people. And it's, to me, it seems,
you cut out there for a second.
Sorry, it seems like a great value for like $4.99.
Yeah.
Seems like that definitely would be the one to go with.
It would. Well,
yep.
For those of you that have been waiting for a price cut, there you go.
obviously they had to price cut, otherwise they just would have been retarded.
Yeah, they would have. And I don't know, if I was looking at a PS3 right now, the 80 gig one is a tempting offer. You get the backwards compatibility and all your the MotorStorm copy and whatnot for for $4.99.
Yep. Great value to me.
Yep.
I think it's like I said, it's probably going to sell more consoles. Hopefully, I mean, once some more games start coming out for it, like we said, 08, believe, once that starts happening, it's going to, I think it's going to rise up.
Yeah, so what do you think this means for this holiday season?
In terms, what does that mean?
In terms of...
I don't know. It's... Well, with Halo 3 coming out, a lot of kids are going to be asking for a 360 for Christmas. I know that.
Coming out, it came out last month, Nick.
I know, but still.
People are still going to be buying that, you know.
Definitely are.
360 sales are up after that game. Beating Wii, even. And DS.
I know. They're definitely going to. I guarantee you.
Yeah. But remember, this is only in America, where the 360 is catching up.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, if we're talking America only.
Yep. If you look at the world, though, it's a different story.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that the PS3 we're just basically going to have to wait and see.
Yeah. It's because most American gamers are Wii 60, you know.
Yep.
Like Mike.
Yep. Mike.
He's going to get so mad at me for saying that so much.
I know.
I'm not going to hear the end of it.
I know. That's what makes it funny.
I know. So I guess I'll just apologize to Mike ahead of time for using Wii 60 because I know that gets him mad.
Anyways, Wii 60. Wii is going to be selling quite a few too, but the problem with the Wii is
you're not going to be able to find one. Remember, that's what Reggie said. You can't find one.
I'll sell you mine, $500.
I bet somebody will take you up on that offer too.
Fine, someone sell you my Wii for $500.
Nice pricing.
Yep, that's how I am. I gotta make money.
This is what you do. You go into
the only game that's gonna sell for Wii that anyone would really want to buy right now, honestly, I think, is Brawl. I mean, for hardcore anyways. The rest are just soccer moms.
What about all the animal games?
Cats, dogs, dolphins.
Dolphins. Kidding me? That stuff will sell.
Yeah, to 5-year-olds. I'm just saying, the hardcore Nintendo fans. Nintendo, to me, has always seemed like they've been reaching towards the younger audience, and that's what sells.
Well, I mean,
with Wii, they're trying to reach out to everyone, but the hardcore gamers aren't really getting much love over there.
I think Mike would beg to differ, but...
Yeah, I know. Well, honestly, tell me, there's one game for Wii that's quote-unquote hardcore, and that's Zelda. And Zelda's not a... I don't know how the heck I can say it. Zelda's...
Well, there's not...
It's still kind of childish, you know? I don't know.
Still kind of childish.
I mean, it's a fun game, but it's still... kind of childish. I mean, you just go around doing puzzles and stuff like that. I don't know.
Hey, there's one game I'm excited for that you might call childish, Nick.
What game?
You know which game I'm talking about.
Brawl?
No.
Oh, Hannah Montana?
No.
What game then?
Ratchet and Clank.
Oh.
See, I thought you'd know that by now.
Ratchet and Clank is childish.
Childish. It's not that childish.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
you're using a freaking ratchet to kill things, and instead of killing things with blood,
it's fun.
I know.
But
to you,
but
I'm just saying most of the Wii games are geared towards kids.
Yeah, that's true.
They always have been, they always will be.
I can see, like, Mike getting so angry right now, and if he's listening to this.
I know. It's just because of the fact that it's the truth. I'm sorry. You can't tell me that the Wii isn't built for everyone. It's not geared for gamers. It's geared for everyone. It's geared so anyone can play. And yes, I understand it sells, but... What games? That's all I'm saying.
I think
call myself a hardcore gamer, and it doesn't appeal to me. I'm sorry. Wii is a casual system. What are you going to play on it that makes it hardcore? Wii Sports? You can only play that for so long.
Hey, I went to Target. They have, like, the best book that has the best hints and tips for Wii Sports.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was hilarious. Had little stickers in there where you can, like, have your own little
Customize your Mii. That is definitely geared to... Yeah, it's geared for everyone, like I said.
Yeah. I can just see, like, Mike right now crying somewhere.
Yeah, I know, because we totally just proved him wrong. Anywho, Wii is not going anywhere. I'm sorry, I honestly don't think it's going to last up. It's not going to last so long.
Well, honestly, do you really think it'll make it past 2008?
It'll make it past... Hey, it possibly could make it past...
No, I mean...
It's not going to last longer than 2009-2010. It's not... All the hype is going to be gone.
Well, you do. You know, sales are starting to flatten out, especially in a... Like Japan, Wii sales are starting to, like, hit a little curve, I guess. Hit their... flattening curve.
Yeah. I can see that, because honestly there isn't anything for it. I mean, they were going to release Brawl. When was that supposed to release? Before Christmas, right?
Yeah, now it's January for Japan and February for United States.
Yeah, which that would have once again affected Wii sales a lot, but I don't know what's really going to make you want to get a Wii. I mean, unless, of course, you're getting a free kid or something. I don't know. I think it's more of a cool aspect than...
The fad, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You should see some of those, like, you know, those TV shows and stuff, like Soccer Moms Watch and, like, the AM hours, like 10 AM and stuff on, like...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, those talk shows and stuff. They talk about Wii on those and how it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. See, Wii is like I said, Wii is for for everyone. It's not for hardcore gamers. I don't care what you say. It's not for hardcore gamers. One game is going to make it for hardcore gamers. It's going to have one game for hardcore gamers, the rest are for kids and older people.
Which game would that be, Nick?
Brawl.
Yeah. I guess that's about it. Well, there's always... Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, maybe that too. Galaxy, Brawl, and Zelda. Is there anything else?
Well, you know, in all reality, there's...
Metroid.
There's no Zelda game that's, like, only on Wii.
What?
There's no Zelda game that's on, like, only on Wii.
Yeah, because it's on GameCube as well.
Yeah, I know. Of course, Mike would probably get mad at me for saying that. Once again, I apologize to you, Mike. I don't want him getting mad at me. Because, really, after...
After he listens
to this, I'm not going to hear the end of this.
I know. So just keep going on. Anywho, I'm just telling you. Wii is not going anywhere, man. Listen to my words. It's going to be like this. Wii's starting to flatten out. It's going to flatten straight out. Nothing's going to happen with it. PS3 is going to start going up in 2008. Xbox will stay about the same. Xbox might spike a little bit. when around Christmas, because some people will want it for Christmas or whatever.
But for everything spikes around Christmas, like everything, yeah, no matter what it is. Yeah.
So basically, after that, you'll see those things start to level out. 2008, when some good games start coming out, like Pratt. Name some off. Go.
Name some off. You on a quarter one releases?
Yeah, PS3.
PS3. Oh, we got a Killzone 2, Metal Gear, lots of. Maybe you might see Final Fantasy at the end of 2008.
Yeah, hopefully
in Japan.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I
wouldn't count on that. Little Big Planet, Home.
Home, yeah, that's yeah. 2008.
This is all coming out in 2008, so yeah. I think it's gonna severely impact the PS3 sales.
White Knight Story,
yes. All these games, just wait for it.
On the Wii side, you do have Brawl now.
Yeah, that's true.
But you do also have Mario Kart and Wii Fit.
Oh, Wii Fit! All right. Once again, further proof.
Further proof.
Thank you.
Further proves your point there.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, holiday season is going to be a pretty intense battle.
He's going to come out on top.
Yeah, I know that PS3 won't win this holiday season.
It's going to be Wii, 360, then PS3. And then with the handheld, obviously DS is going to win.
Hey, PSP is getting up there. It's pretty. I just dropped something. I'll pick that up later.
PSP is
starting to get up there, especially in Japan.
What's coming out for PSP? Well, I mean, honestly, DS is kicking ass. I don't think any way PSP is going to catch up to the DS. I'm sorry.
It's not going to catch up. I'm just saying it's not failing.
Yeah, that's true.
For those people that say, like, oh, PSP is a failure, you're retarded. It's just that DS is a huge success. It's not like PSP is a failure.
Yeah.
You know, like,
DS is just amazing.
I know. So, yeah. I guess that's your thought on things, Nick. Well, you know 360 is going to do good in America anyways. Because of... Well, there's a... I think Mass Effect is coming out in time for Christmas. The big Christmas rush.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm sure that'll be a nice game. Yeah. So this Christmas, you gotta watch out. But I think we will come out on top. And it's not going to be because of the hardcore gamers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sure Mike would like to disagree, but it's true.
Yeah, it's the truth.
There's no denying it.
Can't deny it.
Yep. Well, go on to some news then. I think we covered the biggest piece of news. But other new big news is EA did acquire BioWare and Pandemic Studios.
So what does that mean?
EA now owns the Mass Effect name.
Oh, jeez.
I know. So I think the first Mass Effect game, Microsoft is publishing, so... But other games in this series, they can make them and do whatever they want with it.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Yeah. But, I mean, BioWare is pretty nice. I don't think this will affect... I think they said that this won't affect their Sonic RPG that they're making for DS.
Oh my god, Sonic RPG?
Yeah, it's BioWare's making it, so you know it'll be a fun game.
Yeah. It better be.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah. And, yeah. Other news, for all the Rock Band fans out there, $169.99 bundle. It will be your only option to buy Rock Band, so if you're thinking of buying it, like, separate stuff, like maybe just guitar and game or something, you'll have to wait until 2008 for that.
Oh, jeez.
So your bundle's your only option to get the game.
Mm.
That's not going to help him, I don't think. I'd still think Guitar Hero 3 is going to kick ass. Song list is so much better on Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah. Speaking of Guitar Hero 3, you know, have you heard about that PS3's wireless USB dongle that you hook in?
Yes, yeah, I heard about this.
Not using the Bluetooth there.
They should be.
Well, they said that to get it out in time, they don't have time to like go through all the Bluetooth stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, boom, it's not that big a deal. You just have a little dongle that you plug in. It's not like it's gonna,
yeah.
It's not like it's gonna affect the game. Like,
yeah, that's true.
You'll still play it.
It's just you'd rather have the other things.
Yeah, it's not like I'm gonna be using all four ports.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but the PS3 version of Rock Band will have like the same type of thing, wireless guitar. But the 360 version will have the wired guitar for Rock Band.
What? Why? I thought that they were going wireless too.
That's
what I heard.
Well, the 360 has a little bit of. It has its like own like little wireless thing that they use for themselves.
Uh huh.
It's just like a little bit harder to get out there. I don't know what their specific reasoning is, but.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah. There's a final bit of news that I thought I'd bring up since we were talking about the new price of the PS3. In the UK, where they did launch the 40 gig PS3 and the price reduction of the 60 gig PS3, it did do very well. I mean, it beat Wii and 360 just a week after Halo.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I know.
It's good.
Good for them. But then again, it's Europe where 360 is not doing too hot. I don't know if you heard. Yeah, and they love their PlayStation in Europe. Especially if you're in, like, France or Germany. Because over there, like, I don't know, all that FIFA, Winning 11, SingStar. The Europeans love that stuff. But basically, in the UK, the 40 gig PS3 is available for £299. And the 60 gig PS3, which is selling at £349.99. But in my opinion, the 60 gig unit is like a very nice value over there because you get like two games with it, and it has the backwards compatibility for only £50 more.
Wow, nice.
I know, but it's still like a lot more expensive than America because like the pound is like doing so much better than the dollar.
Yeah, I know.
Even the Canadian dollar is.
Canadian dollar. Hey, I love that.
You do have to love that.
Uh-huh.
So, last bit of news I got here is that in Japan, like in the Japanese stock market, the Nintendo market value has topped 10 trillion yen, bringing it to number 3 in the Japanese stock market under Toyota and Mitsubishi, I think.
Oh, that's good.
I know. Like, this isn't like everything. It's not like technology or like anything. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's nice to see a gaming company up there with the huge success of Wii and DS, you know. It's doing pretty well. Anyways, I guess that should take care of it for this episode.
Yeah, we just wanted to get one out there. Hopefully we can, well, we did it with two today, but I don't know. Mike and here, we can get some more discussion on the Wii
stuff.
Yeah. How we fix 60 socks. Anywho.
Yeah. Anyways, don't forget to send us some of your thoughts. You can email us at thegamers2@gmail.com.
And visit us on the web at
www.thegamers2.blogspot.com.
Yeah, comment and stuff.
Yes, we just need some feedback and need people to listen.
Yeah.
Because no one listens, because we just keep losing subscribers, and no one wants to listen to us, so hopefully we'll try to get something up.
Yep. So, until next time, I guess we're out.
See ya.